one of the most important passages in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 5, going over there, we know it is the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus taught some of the most remarkable lessons, and those said in our first two, or three chapters, 5, 6, and 7. But he says, and he calls this the personal relationship that Jesus brings out. And these are the I say passages of Scripture. In verse 21 of chapter 5, Jesus said, you heard that the ancients were told you shall not be heard.
Who are you? you are giving him.
But so great, makes me think back to the time that we controlled our emotions. And brings me to the great reality that you and I have heard it a hundred times, probably a thousand times, that all of us are engaged in this warfare. That we are in a very fierce battle. And the enemy is always backwards, wanting to gain ground, this is what you find in your life. Or Peter says, you don't get what he calls in your past. Enemy, he prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking to give me power. In Ephesians 6:11, Paul will say this: "Be strong in the Lord's strength and might. Put the full armor of God on you, and you will stand firm against the evil one." He puts the hands up. He's a trickster. He's a deceiver. That's what happens.
Mark chapter 3:5,
Isn't this part of the rebellion? John will tell us the first comment. That first chapter, all about confessing our sin and one another, and his faithful and righteous works. And this is the starting point to make excuses for my name that I forgive the devil and the imagine. How many excuses are you? I've heard it so many years ago before you've heard it so many.
Bitterness, wrath, anger.
There's four